Listen, yeah, you know, this is something that, kind of came about. We have a good relationship with San Francisco, and it was a good opportunity for the Jacksonville Jaguars to you know, increase our stock in the draft, but it was also a good opportunity for Blaine to get a fresh start out there in San Francisco, and I know they're excited about having him, and I think that it's a good move for all parties involved.
Hey, Dave, this is Ryan. What are the parameters of the draft pick?
It's a sixth this year, and it could be a conditional next year.
Is that dependent on whether he re-signs or makes the team?
That has to do with play time.
Okay. Can you tell us how quickly this came about?
You know, with I have a very good relationship with Trent, and, you know, just when we were over in London and we were talking about some things, and, you know, Blaine has a lot of physical tool set, and didn't think much of it, and then we talked a little bit at the combine, and then just on Saturday he called and, you know, made an offer, and we talked about it, went back and forth, and just felt like it was a good move for both parties.
Did he offer a 7 to begin with?
No, he offered a 1, Vito. No.
Well, you went back and forth, so, you know.
Yeah, no, it was just there's a lot of different dynamics involved in the trade, and I don't know if we need to get into it.
How much of this is?
Go ahead, Mark.
Blaine, how did?
Dave, I was just gonna say, how much of this was Henny related and draft pick related, or just maybe getting rid of Blaine at this point?
No, it was really Chad. You know, when we signed Chad, we made a commitment to give him the starting position coming in here and building around him. You know, we felt like that he was going to be the starter, and that there is a possibility that we would draft a young quarterback in the draft somewhere along the line, and he would come in and be the backup and learn behind Chad. And that left, you know, Blaine to compete for that, and I just felt like it was a good opportunity, you know, for us to move on and get a draft pick, and possibly get a draft pick, you know, for somebody that can come in and help us this year instead of, you know, a backup quarterback.
Hey, Dave, could you talk a little bit about what this is going to mean going forward in free agency? Will you now give a more serious look at a free agent quarterback?
Yeah, if one comes available, but right now I think where our focus is more on other positions, and we look at some other possibilities, whether it be a trade or whatever else is out there. But there's nothing imminent there. We have more pressing needs at this point in time.
Hey, Dave, how was it? How was this brought to Blaine's attention? Was it you that told him, or Gus, or his agent? How did that all happen?
Yeah, I reached out to his agent last night and told him that it was a strong possibility, and I wanted to brace him. I think he then in turn called Blaine, and then I called Blaine this morning, had a nice talk with him, and you know, Blaine, I know you guys are hard on him at times, but he's been great for us. In my time here, he's been a great teammate. His teammates like him. Our coaches like them. I like them. I have nothing that, but respect for Blaine and how he went about his business this year and how he worked and how he competed. And, you know, I think, you know, I know we're sending him to a good situation, and that's what I told him at the end of the year. I said, if something did come about, I'm going to try to send you to the best situation possible. And something did come out, and it was the best situation possible for him.
Dave, why do you think it didn't work out for Blaine?
You know, I don't want to go back into the past and the history. There, you know, when situations like this don't work out, I don't think it's any one person's fault. This is a team sport. This is a team effort. There's a lot of people that are involved in a lot of different things. And, you know, football is a tough sport. It's a highly competitive game. And, you know, Blaine's only 20, not even 25 years old. Like I told him when I talked to him today, I said, I still believe he's going to have a career ahead of him.
Dave, now that you have 11 picks going into the draft, is that a number that you'd like to increase even more, or do you feel like 11 guys, is that getting to a point where it'd be tough for 11 draft picks to make a roster?
You know, obviously, we'd like as many draft picks as we can, and this is a good draft, and we feel like it's a deep draft at a lot of different positions. So, if we have 11, I think we can find 11 spots. If not, there's always it gives you some flexibility to trade up. If you want to trade up and target a player, it gives you some flexibility. If you want to trade back and maybe pick up some future picks for 2015.
Hey, Dave, can we talk about Zane Beadles? Is that just pending a physical? Is that what we're looking at tonight?
Yeah, he's coming in tonight, and you know, hopefully we can get him a physical in the morning.
Obviously he was the target at guard.
Yes. Yep.
And why?
Well, this is a guy that's played left guard. He played tackle in college. He has some flexibility. We'll put him at left guard, right next to Luke. He's very intelligent. He's very competitive. He's very smart. We did a lot of work on him in Atlanta coming out. He's had a heck of a career to date. I think he's played in every game possible in his 4 years in Denver. Played in the Pro Bowl in 2012. So, you know, he's a guy with a proven track record. He's still only 27 years old. He's very passionate about football. And I think he fits he checked the box for everything we look for in a player. And you guys know what that is here for this culture.
In terms of his zone blocking, is he a great scheme fit as well?
Well, we felt like that. We felt like in terms of being a scheme fit for what we do in the run game, that he could really flourish for us and meet maybe some of his better football still in front of him.
Dave, is 5 for 30, is that accurate, the number that's out there?
It's pretty accurate.
Okay. You always say that. A lot of pass rushers have been locked up in the first hour, Dave. Were you in on any of those seriously?
We weren't on any of those seriously, no. We were not. That's a tough market, and, you know, there's a draft coming up, and we felt like there was a couple things, you know, offensive line and really to help this offense this year. We didn't do a whole lot last year in our first year to help the offense, and we knew that, and we know that going into the draft and into free agency, if we could help it a little bit, that would alleviate some of our make us a lot more flexible in the draft.
Are you thinking, are you looking at a center?
We're looking at all positions, to be honest with you, Ryan. We're going to see where this initial phase goes, and then we're going to regroup here tonight, tomorrow, over the weekend, and see what's still out there. And we'll be active all the way up until the draft and seeing what's out there.
Does the transition tag on Mac scare you away, or is that still a possibility?
Well, I don't really want to get into that, but it's a little dicey.
Is this it for this week's signing? Any other signings likely this week, or is this it?
Vito, I got big news for you.
What?
We signed Will Blackman to a 2-year deal. Or agree.
Wow.
Agree.
Yeah. I meant guys from other teams.
Well, technically, he was a free agent at 4:00 today.
Okay. Okay, anybody, seriously, do you think you're going to wait and regroup till next week now? Or
no, I think we'll still be active. We have some guys that are coming in for visits. As you guys well know, Dakota Watson's here tonight. So we're going to see, and, you know, he's got some visits scheduled after tonight. But we'll be active in bringing some guys in, and some of the guys you had to commit to deals already before they came in, and we're okay with it if we knew a lot about a guy. Some of these guys we want to bring in and have a feel for them and make sure they're the right fit for us.
Dave, what about Willie Young and Walter Thurman?
They're good players.
Are they coming in, though? Are they
visiting? Yeah, I don't really want to get into who's coming in, who's not coming in, but Dakota's in here today, and I can tell you that.